Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about how crappy your Thanksgiving was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your Thanksgiving was amazing, then maybe you don't need any like reassurance right now.
Yeah.
But if your Thanksgiving sucked, if it was a terrible turkey day, we want to hear a story about how terrible it was.
Yeah, what went wrong? Give us all the tea.
It could be things went wrong with the cooking. My most terrible, it turned out okay, but my most terrible one I've talked about, like every appliance, my oven went out on Thanksgiving Day. That's a pretty... Yeah, when you're trying to cook a turkey in a Walmart oven, it's like you're basically reduced to like...
I picture an Easy Bake Oven.
It is basically an Easy... It's a light bulb.
See, that'd be good news for me. Like, good.
Good. I just were having
some cookies, yeah.
But, I mean, that... It sucked. But kitchen catastrophes, we'll take them. That part of terrible turkey day. But I think we're more looking for like the... pointing the finger in the chest of your sister-in-law because that's the day you finally decided to tell her what a bee she is. Because you've had just enough sangria to like...
give you some courage.
Yeah.
And delusion.
I thought we could start it out.
Okay.
Did anybody have a terrible Thanksgiving?
I had a lovely...
Wait. Can you do it in three words?
Ah, okay.
Oh, in three words?
And then we can like decide if we want to hear the rest.
Okay.
F4. How do I get it down from 4 to 3? Quit yelling me. Stop yelling me.
Oh my gosh.
Who was yelling at who?
So we saw my wife's aunt.
I would have gone, please stop yelling.
Please stop.
That's
but that's not
one.
What happened. So I had to stand up for myself a little bit.
Oh.
Because I'm Mr. Anti-Thanksgiving. I don't like the food at all. Any of it, really. I'm picky and all that. And so it's always a nightmare for me, especially when I'm eating somewhere else. Because everyone's like, oh, eat. Oh, do you want this? And it's like, just please.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'll figure it out. I'm an adult. I know I'm picky. I'll make do.
Okay.
But they're just up your case all the time, especially on a meal, a day like
this. I think you've combined on your case.
On my case.
Or up your, yeah. But you can't say up your case.
Okay. Well, there's something. then they're the other one. Because especially on a day like Thanksgiving, it's like, this is my pride and joy. I worked all day on you're not going to eat anything? It's like, no, I'm not.
Hold on, you have to. You have to. You have to pretend.
I eat what I
No, you have to put everything on your plate and then find a way to move it around on your plate.
What do you eat on Thanksgiving Day?
Nothing. Mashed potatoes, that's it.
I go heavy on the bread. Heavy on the bread. But that's any day. The turkey, I'll dabble in the turkey. I'm to do mashed potatoes.
Oh my God, you're
And there's an
loser.
Art to getting it on your plate in such a way that it looks like you
there's
it looks
more.
Like a full plate, yeah. But I actually her aunt was just on my case, so
you are the reason.
It's because I don't want to say up my butt. I'm trying not to say up my butt. Now I just said it. So
three times. all right. So
about
you're probably the cause of somebody's terrible Thanksgiving. Like someone could call us right now and go.
Wait, but hold on.
Because I cooked all
you
day.
Said stop yelling. So did you stick up for yourself and tell her to?
Yeah. Yeah. Because she was just kept saying like, oh, try this. You got to eat this. Try this. Try this. Or you're not going to eat anymore. And then finally it was like, stop. Stop yelling at me. Just pay
it's attention. Supposed to be a joyous day. Pay attention to
everyone else who's eating. Like, I'm fine. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to hear.
So I probably ruined her Thanksgiving.
We want to hear better stories or actually worse stories.
Yeah,
because that's
worse.
Not that bad. If you had an app, it doesn't even have to be this one, but it's extra points if it was the most recent turkey day. But if you had a terrible turkey day, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Call with your stories or text your stories in to that exact same line. If I had to do my Thanksgiving in three words.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do this.
I didn't know that it was supposed to be like a sentence. I just picked three words. Is that okay?
Pick three words. Go.
Oh, okay.
Sobbing, barfing, thankful.
I've seen those wall decors at Home Goods.
Really?
Sob, barf, thanks.
I am definitely getting that made.
Yeah.
What?
It was the first holiday without my sister.
Oh, I should have guessed that one.
Drank a lot the entire week, and then it just kind of hit me on Friday. I was at T-Hack's house. Shout out.
Shout out to his bidet. I rinsed my mouth out with it.
But even after that, still thankful for everything that happened.
Oh my God. Could you rinse your mouth out with a bidet?
Absolutely. I mean, in theory.
Oh my God, that's so gross. All right, so my terrible turkey day. All by myself.
No.
Don't want to be all by myself.
I don't know what to do.
Even the turkey's like, other plans.
We had a miscommunication. Oh. I thought she was going to cook for the kids in the morning and I was going to cook in the evening. And then I was like, hey, what time are you eating? She was like, 4. And I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh. So, why couldn't you go over to like Ben's or Josh?
Ben went to Mexico.
Oh, I did.
Josh had a torn calf.
So why didn't you go over there?
I went over for a little bit, but it was his whole family.
They were
going
to have to eat Thanksgiving twice. Those
poor
kids.
It was just like... Yeah.
There are some people that do like Thanksgiving food.
Right. No.
Eat so much that they barf.
More turkey.
Like, he totally invited me and stuff. But my kids came by for a little bit. They just, out of pity. It was just like, they're just sitting there going, like, what are you going to do? I literally, this is the saddest thing. And I almost took a picture of it, but I didn't want a reminder of it. I had a single serving Marie Callender turkey pot pie.
Oh, no.
So it's just I had the little
oh my God, I'm
I had
gonna
the
start
little
crying.
Box just sitting on my counter and I was like, oh,
I hate that so much.
You needed my aunt there. You're like, that's all you're gonna have. Come on.
What really inspired us for this? Some mansion was destroyed in Connecticut because some dude tried to deep fry his tree. It's every year. There's a story.
Every year.
But it's so dangerous. It's
going to light on fire. It happens almost all the time, which is why you do it. In your backyard.
Yeah, do it outside, away from...
Correct. He did it in his garage.
That should be why you don't do it.
Next to his gasoline-soaked rags.
All right.
It took 16 hours to extinguish it completely.
Yeah. That is a terrible turkey.
At the end, oh, all right, turkey.
They didn't even get the turkey because it was burnt.
I want to be.
I can't believe you even had one of those, a Marie Frozen.
I bought it for that occasion.
Oh, no.
If you had a terrible turkey day, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're making each other sad with our pathetic...
You're just making everyone
You're
sad.
Right. Yeah. Anybody want to sing with me? All by myself.
Kermit, is that you?
We want to hear your terrible... Marla?
Yay.
Yay.
Terrible Thanksgiving. What happened?
Okay, so first we played We Listen and We Don't Judge with our adult kids, and I found out way too much stuff that I never needed to hear. That was step one. Then step two, I woke up with my pajamas on backwards and inside out, and I was discovered on the bathroom floor, covered with blankets, with towels and a pillow.
But you don't know how your pajamas
got... That sounds like a party.
Yeah, but this was with...
backwards and inside out.
But wait, this was with family?
This was with, yes, with family.
So who took your...
My 10-year-old grandchildren found me.
They got her comfortable and put some towels on her.
Why were her pajamas inside out, Erin?
And backwards.
Maybe she did that. I don't know. I was not there.
Okay, Marla. Do you feel okay? I don't want to. Okay. All right. Thank you. What am I supposed to do with that? Like, something terrible happened to her at her own Thanksgiving party, right?
Speculation.
Tara.
Hi, this is Tara Guy.
Hi.
Terrible Turkey Day. What happened to you?
Well, we didn't exactly get to celebrate Thanksgiving because we spent it in the hockey arena all weekend because my son plays high-level hockey, and I'm not kidding. They scheduled a game 2-4 on Thanksgiving.
Shut your mouth.
I'm not kidding. And my son's only 14. This is not the NHL, people. Like, and I watched 6 games in 3.5 days and never got to sleep in. And I've had in-laws in town since Tuesday, and they're staying another week to watch my
And you literally can't even cook them. Like, you, because you're at the arena.
Yeah.
At first, I was kind of jealous because I was like, yeah, hockey, let's go. But not that.
You're making me feel a lot better about my Thanksgiving.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Shall we?
Yeah.
We shall.
Boom, boom. News. No. News.
Our only real hope is to decide.
That was too
news
much.
Or no.
For the first day back,
no,
for that
it's
to
the
happen,
exact
I was
right
just,
amount, Erin.
I was not expecting
it. I don't
want
to hear
all.
It.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. The final total is in. The amount of calories that the average American ate for Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
4,500 calories and about 229 grams of fat. But tis the season of splurging. These calories do not count.
Did you do that? You think you hit 4,500?
I have not had a different meal since Thanksgiving.
Like, so you've just been eating the leftovers?
Oh, yeah. And each time the plate is just full.
I think I threw it all out last night. Like, we did one last just full-on binge. But, like, I kept the turkey because I smoke turkeys and I've just been, like, slicing them for sandwiches. I think I can keep that.
No, I think I'm past the point of, like, when leftovers are good, but I'm still going.
No, you got it. You got to be done. Like, mashed potatoes. Like, by the way, this is just between me and Erin because Tiak is a loser and doesn't like any of the foods we're talking about.
No, none of them.
Mm-mm. Not even mashed potatoes?
I would do mashed potatoes, yeah.
Because it's like chewing up a french fry in your mouth. It's just a
I like a mashed potato, but a lot of times, especially at Thanksgiving, people get so creative with their casserole-esque dishes. They turn everything into a casserole.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's like, just give me mac and cheese. They're like, well, this has, instead, we've got graham crackers crumpled on the top of it. You're like, no, I just wanted to just, now it's baked in a pan. It's been baked, like, just.
You're right. But I'm like, I keep it simple. It's peas, potatoes, stuffing. Like, it's just staples. Yeah. Yams, sweet potatoes, whatever.
Okay.
I know graham crackers on...
That's what they do. Everything's all in a pan. And
I know I'm not supposed to be doing a story, but I do think today's the day. Okay. Like, I think you have to dump...
The leftovers by now.
I think today... like today, guys, was last Thursday.
Are you guys of... Do you like the leftovers better? I heard a lot of that talk at Thanksgiving.
I kind of do.
Like,
yeah.
The real... which is... No, it's terrible enough on the day. It is. No. You want to eat it cold the next day?
Dude, there's something about cold stuffing.
Well, I don't want it cold. I still want to heat it up, but it's always better the next couple
of days. But then you can go back and forth. Like, I'll walk by, I'll open the Tupperware. Like, we're going to warm up stuff or what later. And so I'll just kind of set it on the counter to, like, and I'll just walk by and just like, I'm full before I even make a plate. Because like cold stuffing is like, oh.
Gross.
That's what I'm talking. You can't even tell what the stuffing is because everything looks like stuffing. Everything just piles of stuff mixed together. Good.
And the cranberries, oh, God, it's all so good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A big day today as it is yet another holiday, Cyber Monday. How are you planning to celebrate? It was actually, the phrase was coined back in 2005. I kind of like this. It's definitely a marketing holiday.
Oh, absolutely.
But there was some truth to it because people, they saw that there was a trend. People were genuinely spending more money online on the Monday after
Thanksgiving. Do you know that that's not true Black this Friday. Year?
It's not true this year?
I read it was a record-breaking Black Friday this year, but it was record-breaking online.
Online, I believe that.
Everyone just went like, Black Friday deals.
Because Black Friday deals have also been going on for the past 2 weeks.
Yes. And Black Friday deals, if you can
they're
just go-
They're not good anymore.
Instead of fighting somebody at Walmart for like a TV that you could buy at Costco for the same price without fighting anyone, like
I go for the fight. That's
no,
what makes,
God, it's so just, I no, accidentally went
that's
to Target.
How I know it's the holidays.
No, it's the worst. Just don't just.
No, I'm kind of with T-Hack because that's when the deals were good. Now they're not.
They used to be like I had family members who would wake up and like go camp out. It's not. But okay.
I did too. Yeah, bring walkie-talkies and all that back in the day.
The best.
That's fun. Like you're skiing. Like you're up on a mountain. Exactly. Like you're in case someone gets lost in the backcountry, which means I don't know what part of Walmart is the backcountry. But all right. So that was your today's Cyber Monday. Anybody buy anything yet?
I have something pulled up on my.
What are you getting?
I'm debating about getting an Aura ring. If I should,
I like
text
it.
In. Yeah.
Text in to our new text line number, 303-222-5423. It's the same number. I let your thing disappear here. I'll bring it back. 303-222-5423 is where you call or text. If you're trying to text to that old thing.
We're not going to get it.
We don't, like, does it still send a bounce back like we're getting it?
Yes.
We're not getting it.
Correct.
I'm not even going to say the old thing. Don't do it. That's not where we are anymore.
We're just streamlining it.
Yes. Streamline it. One number. One ring to control them all.
I love
You're
that.
Getting a ring.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If you are like the majority of us, there are some tips to control your holiday spending, and that's stick with cash.
No one can do that.
No.
How are you going to do Cyber Monday with cash? You can shove money into your Amazon screen? No.
I guess maybe
methinks not.
If you have a...
If you're going to a brick and mortar store.
Debit card or something? Like a...
No.
No?
No, that's stupid. Okay. I think they
that's
want you to...
assuming we have cash in the first place. That's the other...
Okay. Do you want to know why I have cash yet?
Why?
Can I tell you a story about why I have cash?
Okay.
We don't have time.
We do have time. I can tell you why I have cash. Are you afraid of me telling the story of why I have cash, Aaron?
No. Oh, there's leftover cash?
Yeah, because I didn't know how much more damage you and your idiot friend were going to do.
Our idiot friend?
Yeah, well, she's not my friend right now. Aaron is no longer a strip club V-card carrying person. She's been to a strip club.
Oh.
We went to a strip club. Shotguns, shout out.
Shout out.
Frankie Bones.
Frank.
It was a lovely night. But we just went, had a good time, had a couple drinks with our friends.
Yep.
And then Aaron and her friend.
Our friend.
Had girls dancing all over them, like all night long.
They said they wanted to.
By the way, I supplied all the ones when we got there. I supplied each of them with like two straps.
Wow.
Okay. Right? Then after the girls like drug their torsos over them for an hour, they come up to me and go like, yeah, that's X amount of dollars. I'm like, why are we talking? Why are you?
It was really funny that they just assumed. And I was like, all right, I'm going to roll with it. I don't know what to do here.
So I had to go hit the ATM. And when you're paying, So when you're paying the fee at an ATM, I don't know if you're like me, TX, but like if you go up to an ATM and you need $100 for a birthday card and it's one of those ATMs, it's like, there is a $3 service charge. You're like, well, I'm not just get for $3, then it's going to be $3 if I get $40 out, $60 out, right, $100 so out, more. $400 out. So yeah. I'm like, get more to make it less of a service charge, right?
Yeah, I'm the same.
So I got a boatload of money out and then I'm standing there realizing they know how much money I got. I called an Uber immediately. As the receipt was coming out of the ATM, I'm like, get in the Uber! Do you have another story? We got time for one more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A new trend has appeared on social media.
I'm gonna have to cut you off if you can't get it together.
All right. A new trend on social media. People are washing their Christmas trees before bringing them in the house. I've never heard of this before. Is this a real thing? I've never had a real tree.
Well, I saw that same story.
Washing
and they're also doing it with artificial.
With what? Artificial, yeah.
You're going to blow all the crap off of it.
I don't know why they're doing it.
Well, at least with the if you get a real tree, you hose it down, you get some of the like dust, the debris, maybe some bugs, get it out of there. But it just
You're basically doing a Ductworks commercial for me right now. Get all the dust, debris, and particulates out of your air ducts. Air duct, Ductworks is now cleaning your Christmas trees. Meet me at Shotgun. I'm done.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
One of my friends. Can I tell you what he did?
You ruined this it, and I'm going to ruin it for
on.
Every
no, no,
single
no,
person
hold
listening.
Hold on. One of my friends, shout out Angel, literally went to see it for the third time and stayed for only the first 30 minutes because he was like, that's how good it was, that $17 covers the first 30 minutes. Worth it.
Okay.
So good.
I've been on the fence about whether or not I want to see Wicked. I have not been on the fence about my distaste for musicals in general.
Yes.
We don't need to go over the whole thing, but it's just like,
you've never been a fan.
Why sing everything when you
But you also
sing?
Started with Rent, and that's a lot.
Rent is too much.
That was 0 to 100.
Oh god.
Yeah, just, no.
I'm walking across the room. Like, just walk across the room. There's not a song for that. Just
okay.
Just do it. But Wicked, when I saw Wicked at DCPA.
Yeah.
Shout out to, sorry, you did a shout out.
I know.
I think it was okay. Jeff. Jeff was the big guy at DCPA. I
shout out Jeff.
There. Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff.
Jeff got me in. He just got me access to tickets. I bought first row. It was unbelievable. Yeah. I thought Wicked was incredible, but I've been on the fence about going to see the movie because Ariana's just kind of. Ugh.
Okay, I
and
had
Jeff
that.
Goldblum plays one thing. Isn't Jeff Goldblum the same? What? I'm sorry. What do we do?
Don't you dare insult Jeff Goldblum. I love him so much.
Yeah. You know he's the same guy.
Whoever he gets cast as, they better be confused.
Yes! Because
that's what he
just
does.
Tiny imperfections in the skin.
No, he's not that this
even
time.
Even the apartments.com guy, he's somehow confused.
Yes!
About, like, helping you find an apartment.
So I don't.
No, but I had the same apprehensions because, like, it's Ariana Grande. She is this pop princess. Yes. She's not going to be able to fill this massive role.
If you're thinking about going to see Wicked, I want you to understand right now, Aaron's saying do it.
Do
it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to ruin it for you. I'm not spoiling anything about the movie or the play. If you've seen it, then you know, whatever. Are you want me to say it?
No, hold on.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Before we get
no
to
one's going
to
go if they find out
that's
what.
That's not true because it
dude,
is
that
so
that is the dumbest
good.
Thing I've ever heard.
It is so good.
When you go to the DCPA.
If anyone wants to go, I will gladly go like every single night.
When
it,
you go
it
to the DCPA.
Yeah.
In the middle of Wicked, what happens?
There's an intermission.
Right. You get up and then what happens?
You come back.
And?
They finish the show.
Uh-huh. And how long is that total time? Probably 3 hours, something like that.
Oh, not the intermission.
No, the total time you're at the DCPA, you're at Denver Center for Performing Arts.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe three and a half.
Something like that. Okay, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
So how long are you at the movie theater?
The movie was 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay, 2 hours, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, so they compressed that 3 hours and 40 Whoa. Minutes into 2 hours, and that's pretty incredible. But with cinematography, you can probably cut out that extra hour, get it. That's why it's worth it to go see it at the theater, because instead of a 4 hour or a 3.5 hour thing, it's a 2 hour and 40 minute thing. Totally worth it, except.
That was part one.
Part one.
They want you
so good.
To come back.
And you will.
It's like going to the DCPA. They go, it's intermission, and you're standing outside, and then they padlock the doors. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And they're like, no, no, Next Thanksgiving, you get to watch the rest. Yeah. Well, how long is this intermission again? It is a year intermission.
They're like, what are you still doing here?
Right.
Get out of here.
It's so worth it.
It's not worth it.
It is. You haven't seen it.
They tricked us. Does it say Wicked Part 1? Or when you're buying a ticket, what does the ticket say? Wicked?
You know what? I think it says Wicked. I don't know.
Says, I've only just seen Wicked. Yeah. I haven't seen any Part 1.
If I went to that movie and they're like, huh? We'll finish it later. Oh!
I know. That's a long time. To get halfway through something?
Yes! With Ariana Grande, I'm halfway through.
It was so good.
So it's not even all the songs then, right? Because aren't there songs in the second half of the musical?
Yeah, but the best ones are this one for sure. The first half. You get popular, you get Defying Gravity.
If you were thinking about going to see Wicked, know this.
You get What Is This Feeling?
You're only going to get halfway there.
Oh my God.
So why would you do it?
The ticket just says Wicked. You're right.
What a trick. Hey, everybody, come have sushi with me. Except they're going to set the sushi down and then go, you can come back and eat it later.
You haven't seen it.
Sit for 3 hours and then come back later.
And then come back later. I got another analogy. Come have relations with me. It'll be over in 5 minutes.
That's just reality. That's actually true.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. We abbreviate it. How do we abbreviate it?
OPP.
Yes. That's you know me.
Oh.
I was going to explain how you abbreviate things. Like the first letter of other.
No.
And people's.
No, I like where T-Hack is.
Okay. What's today's problem?
We have Vanessa, and she's dating a great guy.
Here it is.
But somebody doesn't like him.
Okay. Vanessa?
Yay!
If it's the dog, he's a bad person. Anyways.
Oh my God. Who doesn't like your man? What's happening?
Well, it's kind of weird. Somebody who's very close to me, probably the most important person in my life, and I want them to get along with my boyfriend, but she doesn't like him at all, and it's actually my dog.
I called it! Dump him!
Do not dump him over a dog.
You always trust a dog, an animal's intuition, any animal. Cats, dogs, they're always right.
I tend to agree. Okay. We need backstory other than just Aaron's gut. Okay, Vanessa, do you think? Okay, just explain how this started. How did it begin to manage? Because I will say this: there are people who I know to be evil.
Yeah.
And okay. I mean, come on, we all know somebody. Like if I say
Maleficent or like what are you saying? Yeah,
okay. No, I mean, tell me that you can't, if I go, somebody who might seem like they're well-intentioned, but they're actually kind of dark and not good. You can think of somebody right off the top of your head, right?
Okay, sure.
Bring your dogs around them. Because I will say this, my dogs have reacted to people that I know are bad exactly how you would think a dog would react to Satan wandering by. You're like, whoa, how did you, like, you don't even know that person. But like, they got it right away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But also my dogs have like reacted. Like I think the first time, like my dogs like Ben, my buddy, Ben, who owns LRD.
He's great.
No, Ben is a piece of hell who doesn't like dogs at all. He's another T-hack.
He's kind of sinister. Still,
no. He is sinister and the dogs like him. So what I'm saying is dogs don't always get it right.
Yeah.
Sometimes dogs like somebody that's bad.
I like Ben. Ben, if you're listening, you're a good guy. My buddy, Ben.
Okay. I'm about... Vanessa, I swear to God, we're going to come back to you in a second. I'm about to throw Ben under...
Can we talk about my dog?
Yes, we will. We're going to get back to your dog in a second. Here's what Ben will do. This tells you how evil he is. He will come over to my house and go, hey, Moxie, did Dad take you for a walk? Did you go for a walk today? And he'll say it 4 times until Moxie's out of her brain and I have to take her. That's not a dog person. You don't walk up to a dog and say... It's 9 o'clock at night.
Why did you already walk her?
I was at work.
He's looking out for her.
No, he's not. You don't say treat to a dog. You don't say walk to a dog. You know this. You know this.
I do.
So Ben is evil and my dogs don't know it.
He's looking out for Moxie.
No, he's not. He's just being, okay.
Anyways, Vanessa.
All right, so back to you, Vanessa. Was it from the very first time your dog met him that she knew she didn't like him?
Well, yeah, and what's really weird is we're coming up on the 3 months, you know what I mean? And so it's like, okay, do I go forward or what's happening? You know, it's like right around that turn.
Okay.
And we had dated, I'd say, it was probably, we went out on like 4 dates, like over almost like 2.5 weeks. And he met her basically, you know, kind of at the door. Like, I'm like, okay, Daisy, I'm going to be going out. I'll be back in a little bit. But I was just always like right in the doorway. Like, he had never really, you know, kind of come in. And then the third time he went to pick me up, I was kind of running late. So I said, come on in. I'm just going to go up and change my shoes because it was raining. So when I went upstairs and I just hear my dog like start barking like crazy. And I didn't hear the doorbell ring. I didn't hear anybody knock. And I already knew that he was inside. So I went downstairs and Daisy was sitting on the couch, like in the L couch, but the other side, just barking and growling. And when she saw me coming downstairs, she just started looking at me and then looking at him and then growling. And I could tell he was really nervous. And I was like, well, maybe it's because she was with him by himself. You know, so I didn't think anything about it. And then we left. And then he came over and I decided to cook dinner. We decided to have a date in. And it was kind of the same thing. I mean, she didn't bark as much, but she was like anytime he moved, she would be like.
So she never warmed up. She just.
No. That's what's so weird. And I thought, you know, my best friend was like, well, you know, Daisy doesn't like guys. And I was like, no, because there's some dogs, you know, she's a rescue dog. And sometimes they just don't like certain genders because of who they knew beforehand.
That's totally true.
And I was like, no, she gets along with my brother. She gets along with my landlord who's always coming by. He like helped me fix the fence in the backyard for her. So she's really friendly with other guys, but she just doesn't like him. And
then you're asking us to ask the listeners, since you're at this crossroads, the 3 month whatever arbitrary thing that all you people believe in,
you too, because you're on the dating apps, isn't that?
I can't get to 3 dates. Let alone I can't get to 1 date.
Sorry,
they tell you Raya turned me down again.
You did.
Okay. You're asking us, should you base your decision, this 3 month milestone decision of a guy you like, on your dog? That's what you that's what you want here. That's we're having.
Should I put the work in or should I just let it go? Because I don't. The very bottom line is if he causes her stress.
Oh my God!
I don't want to be with him, but he's the. You know how it is. Okay. I finally met somebody who I really like.
I have other questions for you, but first I want to get the phone number out there. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059 if you're one who's apparently like Aaron, tossed a boy overboard based solely on a growl.
And there's more than that. And she is right. There are absolutely dogs that just, no matter what, scared of men. I've had a few of those with like foster dogs. And it takes them a bit to warm up. But if this dog has no previous history of that, and then all of a sudden it's just this one dude, that to me is a red flag.
But I think we sit him down and ask him questions because now it's going to get uncomfortable in here. But I think T-Hack is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
He just sucks with dogs. Like, he has some tragedy in his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And just has, like, he puts out an energy that dogs go like, I don't know. And it's not that T-Hack hates dogs.
But they don't growl at him.
Some do.
I've never seen that.
If I get close enough to
him. Yeah, he just doesn't. His energy's wrong. Maybe we need to sit down Vanessa's man and go, hey, do you want to talk about the dog thing? Like, is it possible that he's emanating something?
Yeah,
like
maybe a nervous he's skittish energy around the dogs or something, just like I am.
Right.
Or maybe he just needs to change his cologne or something. Maybe he just smells weird.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's smart, rub some hamburger on your hands, man. For real.
Well, he's brought her treats. You
My
know
hands
I mean?
Always like, smell like hamburgers.
No kidding. So he's brought your little baby treats and she's a no-go?
She will not take him. Like, he brought one of the, you know, I tried to give him, I gave him, you know, like one of the little soft chew treats to give to her, and she wasn't interested. And then he brought one of those like little,
it could be Satan.
I don't know, they're like a round bone and they have like, they have marrow in them.
Oh yeah, those things. Love those. Stinky. One of my favorites.
And so he brought one of those and I was like, oh, there's no way she's not going to eat that. She took it from him, but then she just dropped it on the floor and then walked away.
Yep. Okay.
So he's making the effort. I think your dog sees the writing on the wall. It's like, oh, this guy's going to take my owner away from me. Like,
my God. Do you really think dogs think like that?
No, but you guys do.
No, I don't. I don't.
You think dogs are all smart and stuff?
No, I think they're smart, but they're not like three moves ahead going, is she going to lay in the spot that I lay in the bed? Like, I'm not.
And she's like super friendly with everybody that comes over. Like, she's not, she's not shy.
That's,
you know
what
I mean?
Me.
Like, if I have friends come over, she's not like, you know, jealous. And other dogs come over and I can pet other people's dogs. So I don't know if it's jealous. She just does not like him.
All right, but Vanessa, you like him, right? I mean,
I really, really
that doesn't
like
matter.
Him.
There you go.
Okay, Vanessa, hang
he
on.
Not, you think he smells nice.
We're not. We're, nope. Hang on. We're going to. All right. I think
someone's
there's other people,
going to the pound.
Yes. I think there's other people who think like Aaron and think like Vanessa. I just don't think. This is probably one of my problems on the dating world. I probably come off as too desperate. But like, I think in a world where it's hard to find somebody you connect with, she's connecting with a guy. And you're really going to jettison that because of your dog?
Right. Like, oh, what does the hamster think about him?
Right.
Like, well, no.
The iguana gets a little skittish when he comes over. It's like, it's silly.
Now,
you love this.
Now
you're like
pushing
this
me towards Aaron's argument when you get this absurd.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Vanessa is at the 3-month pivotal decision point and needs to know if the fact that her dog hates her man is enough reason to end the relationship. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Vanessa out. Aaron is just already, she made up her mind at the very beginning. Like, yeah. You're not allowed to start an OPP and be like, all right, nope. It's already, Vanessa's got a guy. She likes him a lot.
Yep.
But her dog doesn't like him. Mm-hmm. And
so
for Aaron,
you believe the dog.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
That's the end of it. Tiak doesn't get a say because he's also a dog hater.
I'm not a dog. What do you mean also?
No, he's like the boyfriend in question.
Oh, okay.
Not like you.
Sorry.
You're too much on the dog side. He's too much not on the dog side.
Yeah,
you do not listen to the dog. You listen to your heart. And he's a great
guy.
That
should be a song. Listen to your heart.
That should be a song.
Don't listen to the dog. Don't. But some. So I'm kind of on both fences because I think my dogs like people who aren't good. Ben, looking at you. And my dogs have also recognized pure concentrated evil.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think, but, and then cats, Aaron was like, if your dog doesn't like him, your cat, your fish. It's like, cats will stare at a blank spot on a wall and be like, meow. And you're like, dude, cats
are.
No,
cats are like next level. They see ghosts and stuff.
Right.
But my dog will also eat his own poop. Have we considered that?
Thank you. Thank you. Valid argument, T-Hack. Paul?
Yai.
What advice do you have for Vanessa or the man or the dog?
I dated a gal and her dog was a pit bull mix. And the first two times
already
I
blaming
went over
the dog.
There. No. Now listen, you got to hear me out. The first two times I went over there, the dog sat on the couch and growled at me.
Mm.
And I was like, man, this is scary. The third time I went over there, I brought a cheeseburger. And from that point on, that dog loved me more than her, and it turned into a big issue with us because the dog liked me more than her.
Oh, no. Now she's sitting on the couch growling at you.
Bring me a cheeseburger. Did you give the dog the cheeseburger in front of her? Did she know you did that?
And was it from Culver's?
Absolutely. And she was like, that's amazing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it was cool. And then every time I went over there, Emily, it was a female pit, and she loved me. And
okay.
She loved me from that point on.
And you didn't have to keep doing it. It's not like every time you had to show up with a cheeseburger.
No.
Yeah.
No,
one and done.
I had to gain
See, dogs
trust.
Are dumb.
They
can be tricked easily.
Vanessa tried to give this dude a treat, and the dog was like, mm-mm.
Yes, but
a cheeseburger is the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got to be a McDonald's cheeseburger.
With the little slivered onions and the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. No.
Scientific.
Can I just say this? I don't know if you've solved OPP, but you've sold at least three cheeseburgers tonight.
For sure.
Because all three of us are looking at each other like the Spider-Man meme going, I'm going.
believe it or not, we broke up because the dog liked me more than her. She got all jealous and...
Wow.
That's all.
It was going to be the end of your relationship one way or the other. Thank you, Paul. I'm dead serious that I'm getting a cheeseburger.
Yeah, no, same.
Okay. Sue?
Yay.
Any advice for Vanessa?
Oh, you've got to give him a chance.
Honestly, I am
the biggest dog lover. Like, I would take a dog over people most of the time. But honestly, I mean, my neighbor has a dog, and I knew the history of the dog ahead of time. Like, you know, it gets a little nippy and stuff. I think I'm a little nervous. That dog still has not warmed up to me. Mm. And
you're not a bad person. You are a dog lover.
We don't know that.
I'm a very nice person, and I'm such a dog lover. Mm. You've got to give him a chance.
Yeah, and if he's the one, then you got to dump the dog.
I don't know. That part is really hard.
And just tell everybody exactly. The dog went to live on a farm. Yeah. Right?
Oh, but give him a chance.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long.
You're right. I'm surprised TAG didn't jump in on get rid of the dog, because that seems like...
Oh, you two are mad enough already at me.
Thank you, Sue. Rocky.
Hey.
What advice do you have for the woman whose dog hates her boyfriend?
What about, like, getting a dog trainer to come and see what's going on? Because I'm, like, one of the biggest animal lovers there are. I have dogs of my own. My friends always say, if they die, they want to come back as a dog to me because they have the best life. And there's a dog on our walks that we see that just loses its mind every time it goes past me, but is okay with other people.
Okay. But there is a dog in your life that doesn't like you, then, is what you're saying.
Well, on the walks, my dogs in my life are, they've got a great life, but, like, there's a dog in our neighborhood.
I got you. Okay. So the dog that's going nuts, it's not going nuts because it likes you, it's because it hates you.
Right. It's lunging and barking, and, you know, and it's like, and the people know me, they're like, she's a nice lady, and, you know, but for some reason, this dog just loses his mind when I walk past.
She's a nice lady. Yeah.
Quit barking.
Yeah, and, I mean, like I said, I have people that, you know, say when they die, they want to come back as a dog to me.
I kind of want to do that right now, too.
Whoa.
How do we know if we come back that we end up at Rocky's house?
But I mean, maybe like going through a dog trainer would help.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like more pressure to do this than when you meet the in-laws. It's like you got to meet with the trainer. You got to.
No. It's exactly the same. When I've met all of my girlfriend's in-laws, you just bring a cheeseburger.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It has been a hot minute since we did this. Sing along if you know the words to Tee Off with Tee Hack.
Teed off with
T-Hack. Oh, man, he's real teed off today.
What are you teed off about today?
I'm real teed off today. Let's have a nice discussion about air mattresses. And I think...
I kind of love them. But I...
Why?
I love the idea of them.
I'm sorry,
because they didn't exist when I was little.
Oh.
And so...
So like, what did you...
Ground, earth.
Oh, you can do that?
You would just lay on, like, if people came over, they'd sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Or you'd sometimes, if you were real cool. In fact, this was one of the things I got when I first had money and had people, like, staying at my house. I bought one of those, like, spring-loaded cots that go, like, and, like,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
I had, like, two of those just in a closet. I was like, hey, anybody want to? It's like prison.
So nice.
But it's like, so I never had one when I was a kid. We had to sleep on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. So air mattresses, I am with you. I feel very positively about air mattresses, especially nowadays.
Then why is this a teed off with
TEAC? Well, I'll get to it. Oh. All right. I have, there's a method to the madness.
Okay.
So air mattresses, they've come a long way because I remember when we used to stay when I was kids and my dad would blow up the air mattress, he'd have a hair dryer or something to blow it up, or you're just using your mouth, you know, to.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You used to manually blow them up?
Because they're used to not, it didn't come with a pump. It was just like, here, like blow it up. Just like if you buy an inflatable pool, there's like,
I guess.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Now they're like, the pump is built in.
And they're so nice. Ooh. Yeah. Exactly. So nice. They even, some of them you can turn them on and they deflate.
Oh, it goes the other way.
Yeah. The pump will blow the air out of it. So it deflates
real fast.
So it
saves time.
Uh-huh. And we have some air mattresses. They're like, at least queen size, and they're really tall too, so you don't even, they're not even like on the ground, it feels like a regular bed.
No, I've seen some of the it's much like, so I have a Costco issue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to Costco, if there are new, and they know it, they're like, he's here, and they like just start setting blankets in my path.
Oh yeah.
Because I can't walk past a blanket without buying it.
I do that too,
and I have two other things that are like that. If you put a tent on enough discount, it's like,
you
Costco's
don't,
like,
you
here's
don't
a 10-person tent for $300. I'm like, 300 for 10 people?
When was the last time? Do you know 10 people to camp with? And you're also not going to go camping.
You just have this huge tent that like two people are in it. And you go like, you go over there. We're not getting along right now. Go in the other wing of the tent.
Just stay home. You have wings in your house.
No, because I have all these blankets.
Stay home and fight there.
No, I do stay home. My 10-person tent has only ever been set up in my backyard. But it's been set up in my backyard 100 times. You want to borrow it? Oh my God, you and your kids would have so much fun in the back. Ooh, I don't know if your backyard's big enough. Do you want to come camp at my house in the backyard? I will set it up for you.
I would. My kids would love that.
Okay, anyway, long story longer. Mm-hmm. Blankets, tents, and air mattresses. Because they just keep coming out. Like,
and getting better and better.
At Costco, and you walk by, and it's like, my first one was like 6 inches thick, had a separate pump.
Uh-huh.
And now, then they went to like a foot thick with the pump built in. And now, like you said, they're like a pillow top on either side.
Yeah.
They're like 3 feet high, nicer than my bed.
We were just staying with some family and theirs had like a sensor on it where you just hit it filled it perfectly and then it would just turn off. You didn't even have to monitor
it. Filling it?
No, like once it goes down, then you hit it again like the next morning, but I kind of like it a little more firm. I want it to feel like it's going to pop a little bit. So I like that.
I don't know what to tell you, but we are out of time.
Okay.
Air mattresses are good. There was no teed off today.
No. Here's where it takes a turn. Air mattress is great. It's enough positivity though.
Okay.
So now you're done with the air mattress. You get all the air out of it. It's all flat. You fold it all up. You get it rolled up, right? You do it exactly right. And then you look at that stupid tiny bag that it comes in that it only fits off the manufacturing line. If it's folded literally perfectly is how it fits into that little Ziploc bag they give you.
You're not doing it right.
What do you mean?
Mine fits.
You're not doing it. Why don't they make the bag bigger? Just make it a little bigger.
No,
like, why does it need to be so small?
You want to be able to put 100 of them on the shelves at Costco. So it has to fit.
make it a little bigger.
No.
Every time I got to redo the thing, now you're hitting, instead of folding it in thirds,
so
I got to fold it in.
So are you mad at the air mattress or are you mad at you?
I'm mad at the bag.
You're mad at you.
I am so mad that I've switched bags before. I've just been like, this one's bigger and this is the air mattress we use all the time. I'm just putting it in this bag and it's so much better. Just make it a big sack. What are we doing?
So is that it?
Yeah. Make it bigger. It's a great experience until
technology. You're the guy who complains that your cell's not working well enough on an aircraft. It's like, what? The Wi-Fi on the United flight sucks.
Just make the bag bigger. What do you got to fold it back in exactly how it came from the manufacturing?
Learn to fold it back. And you're not staying in my backyard
anymore. Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I genuinely don't know why it makes me as mad as it does.
I knew it would, though.
And you did it anyway?
Yeah.
He did it
because he enjoys it. It wasn't just to make you angry.
No, I think he probably doesn't enjoy it. Okay, listen. I know we're a few days removed from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But obviously this is our first day back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tiak watched the Thanksgiving parade.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every year.
That's cute.
Thank you.
I'd like people to, you're welcome to text in and tell me that I'm the wrong one year. By the way, the text line now is just our phone number.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
So if you don't have us programmed in your phone yet, today's the day to program us in your phone.
For sure.
Go ahead and do it again.
303-222-5423. It's the Berg Simpson text line. Same number as our phone number.
Yeah, so if you put in your phone, Alice, and put that in, then when Tiak calls you because you won a prize, then you won't be like, ooh, some spam caller.
Yeah.
You'll know it's him.
Please do that, because I call just over and over and over to try to
make... And you feel weird about it.
Yeah, because I think they think I'm spamming them.
Right.
I'm like, I really am. I'm trying to give you tickets.
Jelly Roll tickets.
Right.
303-222-5423. Text in, call in, whatever.
We don't have Jelly Roll tickets.
We don't have
just
Jelly Roll tickets.
Just let me clarify, right? Please.
We will probably have more before the show. The Thanksgiving Day Parade is something that was on TV when there were three total channels. Okay?
Okay.
And in the known universe, there was CBS, ABC, and NBC. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And like NBC had... I think they all did it.
Probably.
Like all the stations. So you flip and you'd have whoever, Dan Rather... on one station, like Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel on another, and you're like flipping around and you're like, here's their version of what happened at, and there's literally nothing else on. There's not the ability to watch the 2014 Cornhole Championships from Burlington, Iowa. That doesn't exist on TV when the Macy's Day Parade was at its height.
Uh-huh, sure.
But now we can watch anything. Now there are live events, there are taped events, there are movies, there is Deadpool versus Wolverine that you can stream for free now on Disney Plus, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Why would you watch?
This is a live event.
It's so stupid. It's not good.
I watched.
Good? Like, it was also before AI and before CGI. So. A big, giant, inflated Woody Woodpecker was something to marvel at.
I don't think that that's one of the balloons.
It was for the longest time.
Oh, not anymore.
There was definitely something growing up. Like, you're right, because that was the only time we got to, like, see stuff.
Yes.
Like, Spider-Man, to see a Spider-Man balloon. Like,
a giant Spider-Man balloon.
Right.
Yes.
Unless you own one Spider-Man comic, maybe. Like, you didn't get to just... See, where
I
now,
get
like,
it.
My son has Spider-Man everything. He sees it all the time. They've got 20 different shows, movie, all that. But there's something about just the classiness of it. I turned on from the beginning.
What is it about the classiness?
The classicness.
Come on, man.
I wasn't going to say anything.
because you know. Wait, do you have a team in this?
I don't watch the parade, but I'm not mad at it.
Because? Why do you not watch it, Aaron?
Because I always forget about it.
No, Aaron.
Yeah, no,
Aaron,
because I always
Aaron,
forget about
I,
it.
I will remind you next year if you think it's
worth
watching.
I would love that. Please do.
Oh, my God.
I'll have it on in the background.
You are such a liar.
No, I'm not.
No one wants to watch it.
I watched from the beginning, literally the pre-show, and then they do this.
What's in the pre-show?
They talk about some of the things you're going to see in the parade, so prepared.
The new balloons?
Yeah, you got to go in with a strategy. You think you're just sitting down watching it? No, you got to know when you can.
Be honest. It sucked. Be honest. Or did it not? Convince me it's cool.
So what's really cool about it now is that I have kids. And so I see Bluey come and I go, Leo, 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 get in here. And he runs in and he goes,
okay. A big giant inflatable Bluey. That doesn't move at all. That doesn't say anything.
And then he goes back in the other room.
Correct.
And
it's stupid.
But I keep an eye out for him on all the things. There were
Very
Minions.
Nice.
There was Spider-Man. There's the performances, which the performances have gone down. I will give you that.
You think so?
Because they don't sing. They just play a track and they're just there in a fuzzy like winter hat, just waving to the crowd, basically. It's like, you just sing. You're on national TV.
I have a question for the music director of Alice 105.9.
Yes, sir?
Can we talk about the incident?
We gotta. She made fun of herself, so we gotta.
Because Dasha's playing our Christmas concert on Thursday.
Yeah, so I was excited to see her in the parade when she came over.
She learned some lessons. She
did. We're going to spray her down at Allison. No. Have you even seen what?
No.
Because you watch the parade and you've missed the best part of the parade.
Because they just show that part. Like, they just perform in front of Macy's, and then they just move it on.
But then they keep performing as they go, right?
I think so.
Sort of.
But I would think, yeah.
Okay. Well, she dumpster fired hard.
Ooh. She didn't. She did fine. She did great. Her makeup should have been waterproof.
It was pouring. That was a big...
Yeah, but what about her hair?
That's on her makeup team and her hair team. Like, they should have done something, like a slicked back something, so if it were to get wet, it would have been fine.
Because it was...
Yeah.
They talk about the rain a lot in the pre-show. If Dasha's people
were
watching.
Like, they knew. That's the thing that gets me, is they knew what they were going into. They should have altered.
What happened, though? Can we do, like, is it, she makes it sound like she hit her mouth with the mic and then she moved it down. But
I mean,
it just looked like.
She's using a microphone. She's spreading it around her face. Her lipstick was not waterproof.
Yeah,
it was not
smudge
proof.
She put on lipstick with the microphone.
Yeah.
It was just
it was everywhere. It was everywhere. She still killed it, though.
Well, but she was lip syncing.
But she still had a performance, which was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. They all do, though. Even like Natasha Bedingfield came out and it was like the big, like, oh, she's back, ready for a world tour.
Wait,
again.
Hold on. Is that the one? Never mind. I'm so bad at this. I get
Who am I thinking? No.
I mean, I literally saw her not too long ago.
Because Natasha Bedingfield, who is marrying the Bills quarterback?
No, that's are you?
It's like Natasha Haley.
Haley Steinfeld.
Yes. Is she a singer?
No, she's an actress. She's in Hawkeye.
Never seen it.
Marvel? Okay.
And I'm thinking of Kylie Minogue anyways.
So. Oh, she's in Pitch Perfect 2 and 3.
All right,
three
you're
as
listening
well.
To three idiots talking about nothing.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I was the first one out.
Oh, I already know. Okay.
Welcome to the club.
Which one are you out on?
I was both, remember?
You're out on both?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're, okay.
I'm out.
By the way, this is, if you're not playing these games yet, I want you to know that I'm never going to screw the listeners of this show over. If you're playing the two games, Whamageddon, and what's the other one called? Mariah Mayhem? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we ever came up with a name. Yeah.
But if you're trying to actively avoid two Christmas songs, which I am, like I can tell you which radio stations to avoid like the plague.
Yeah, they already switched.
They did?
Yeah.
Of course they did. I mean, if you want to listen, never mind. Now you can just do a playlist. You know what you can't get on a playlist? This right here. This mindless drivel right here.
Yeah.
Not available on a playlist. Here come the texts.
We are available on the Odyssey app. Stream anytime.
By the way, our text line is now the same as the number you call. 303-222-5423. Text to that. Don't do that thing we've been saying for decades. That one's dead now. If you text to that, we're not going to get it.
Mm-mm.
So lock us in on your phone.
Full
put
number.
In 303-222-5423. Text us there. Call us there. Make us write bad checks. Whatever. Anyway, so the two songs you're trying to avoid are Last Christmas.
Yep.
From Wham.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be the Wham version.
Yes, if you're Last Christmas again, that doesn't. It's the Wham one.
Yeah.
From the opening notes, you know you're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
And All I Want for Christmas, same opening notes, but if you catch it at any point in the song, if you hear that song, you are out. So if you're already out, text out to 303-222-5423 and like text us, you're out on Mariah or you're out on Wham. I
got out within like 5 minutes of both songs.
And you tried to cheat?
No,
yes,
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't, because I told you, you can pull up the audio
from
last time.
You sent a text that said Whamageddon with a video to me and Tia.
I did. That wouldn't have counted.
It would have counted.
No,
it would have
no.
counted to me.
No, absolutely not.
But then, Aaron, like, if I know you're going to a concert.
That was different because I was trying to show you. When I heard it, I was in London. It was nighttime. The Christmas lights were on. So I was just trying to show you, like, this. It wouldn't have counted.
Yes, it would have.
No.
Any instance.
I didn't open it.
I didn't open it.
I was too.
I also opened it, and you can't tell that it's playing. So.
You can't?
No.
No, I'm not going to test that theory.
You're out anyway.
No, I'm not out on Wham.
Oh.
I'm 5x5 on Wham. Are you in on both? Or are you out on?
So, all right. So you texted us that you were out on Wham. So
Aaron's I'm not out on Wham.
But you're out on Mariah. Yeah. You heard Mariah.
And you know what? I think it's.
There's a lot of people out because there were a lot of people there.
There's 70,000 people in Colorado that are out all at the same time. And even more if you were listening to the radio. I see you. I love see you. I went to see you briefly. I think Coach Prime is just such a breath of fresh air. He's just changed the culture. Their merchandise sales for CU football. Do you know the increase in sales since he got there?
Since he got there?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Can I? No, that wouldn't apply. I literally just bought sunglasses, Prime sunglasses. And
how much,
I was wondering
how much
if
do you think
counted.
Their merch is up?
125%.
510% merch sales for CU Boulder.
Wow.
Like,
awesome.
He is amazing. Their applications from specifically African American students are through the roof. Not even just football. Not even just athletics. Mm. People are like, Boulder's dope. It's an accepting city.
Yeah.
Let's go to Boulder. Like, it's a breath of, but screw CU. Cause CU was playing football. I was helping my mom out and I'm in my car. So I turned on the CU game on the radio and the stupid effing stadium DJ J-hole played the song and I'm driving along my car going, singing the song, and I'm like, that's Mariah Carey. All I want for
just
Christmas.
In the background.
In the back. Dude, if Aaron's, that counts, right?
It counts.
100% counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you texted us that you heard that. I was in an airport where they were playing Christmas music, and I knew.
No!
I'm like, it's going to happen. I even told
my
wife.
Put in noise-canceling headphones, bruh. No. What are you doing?
I have to just accept my fate. Like,
no,
I'm here,
no,
and they're going to play
it. Fight it.
And you literally texted while I was there, and they never played Wham or that, but they played other Christmas music. And then we got on the plane. I ran on the plane, and I missed it. And then we got home, and when we're playing Christmas music on YouTube, and it just auto-played the next song, and it started to play Wham. And I outed myself. So I'm out on that. And since then, I didn't realize they were separate. I thought it was just one or the other. So
no.
I've heard Mariah Carey like 10 times since
then. Oh, no.
I've like purposely played it.
Hold on.
Wait,
I'm just
what
out.
A plot
hold on.
Twist.
So we have a result for the show then.
I hate this.
So
I'm out. I'm out. Yeah.
No. I win Wham then. I win Whamageddon because I haven't heard it.
Correct.
You have, and you have, right?
Yes.
Slacker wins Whamageddon.
Who won
Mariah
Mayhem? I stopped
it right
Mayhem?
Away. Right when I heard it, it stopped it, but it still counts. I'm out.
Have you heard Mariah?
Well, T-Hack technically... Well, no, because we had both heard Mariah, Slacker and I.
When?
You heard it at CU. And then
oh, yeah,
T-Hack,
okay.
So
when did
T-Hack,
you hear it?
The same night in London, within 5 minutes of each other.
Oh, you heard both songs. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then... You won Mariah.
Yes.
Because you heard Mariah
you just didn't
after
know.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got on the plane safely.
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Wouldn't you love it? Pilots, if you're a Southwest pilot and you want to hear your passengers moan, play both of those songs.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of, I don't really feel like doing one. You guys want to do it?
Yeah, we got it, boss.
Go. Who's going?
Sure.
Okay.
I've got a story of...
I've got a story about a guy who found an elephant trunk and lost his trunks.
Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Australia.
Another shrimp on the barbie.
No, the Australian one is Denver.
Denver.
Yeah.
Arnar. Clear.
I just love.
Arnar.
I really only wanted to do this story because there was a listener who sent a meme to us.
Okay.
And it was like the Slacker Show, and it was like the 404 like error not found, and it's just Arnar.
Where did so they send out? That meme? Because you can't get it via our text line at 303-222-5423.
They sent it to my Instagram, and then I sent it to the group chat. But anyways,
okay, so
a woman
you.
In Australia.
Arnar.
She was driving, and you know, just a normal commute.
This is probably aggressive.
Yeah, it was just a normal commute.
I had a normal commute sound.
Beep beep.
Here we go.
When all of a sudden a snake was in the car, so that
a
caused her
snake.
A slip. I'm a slithery little snake at the neck.
There's a snake in my boot.
Ooh, we haven't done that one yet. Anyways, she had to pull over, jump out of the car. She lost her shoe in the process.
Yeah.
She was actually bitten by this venomous tiger snake.
Oh, it's venomous. Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Venomous tiger snake?
Yeah.
Is it venomous, deadly venomous, or just venomous like, oh, this sucks?
Kind of I feel like that. Okay. I don't know. But paramedics helped her. They caught the snake.
On her.
And they just went back on their merry way.
So they put the slithery little snake somewhere.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't sign up for the carpooling. Get out of here, snake.
Okay. Well, that was one story. What do you got?
I have a story out of Miami, which is in Florida. There's a big, huge elephant statue that's on display down there in Miami.
An elephant statue?
Yeah, big elephant.
In Miami.
In Miami, yeah.
Is it an indigenous?
I was hoping we could just kind of gloss over this part because I don't know. There's this big elephant and there's a security guard that heard some strange noises coming from the elephant. He thought, is that an elephant? No. In fact, it was just a couple on top of the elephant and they were getting it on.
On the elephant?
Yeah, no trunks on the fella, if you know what I'm saying.
I see what you're doing there, and I like it.
Here's the best part of the story. The couple wasn't even arrested. They were just asked to leave.
So you can, in Florida, you can boink on an elephant.
Apparently,
and
yeah.
They're just going to go, move along.
Mm-hmm. It isn't known how they got on top of the elephants or on how they got on top of each other. But the display has been given extra security. So don't try it again, extra. Florida people.
But there is a sloth display that you can... All right, well, are we done then?
Yeah.
Then those were all the stupid people and slithery snakes we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.